We welcome Betty Brubaker to come. She is a volunteer mentor with Expectations Center, Women's Center.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually goes to church at Sunbury Bible Church most Sundays when she's not doing this kind of thing.
Okay.
So we welcome her to bring us something from there. And I'm going to try to get you up and running here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share a little bit about Expectations Women's Center, formerly the Pregnancy Care Center. Actually, we started as Crisis Pregnancy Center. We've had several name changes over the years, but that should be good, thanks. Thank you so much for this chance to come and to share a little bit. Today, as we celebrate Sanctity of Life Sunday, we'd just like to take some time to reflect on the value that God has placed on life. And also the importance of sharing this truth with others. We're the ones, we as God's people, are the ones that are responsible to share this truth. It's a time to teach the truth about abortion and about life. A time set aside as a memorial for the more than 54 million lives. That's the estimated number of lives that have been lost since abortion was legalized 39 years ago. Excuse me. So, why is life sacred? Why do we need to talk about this? One thing I want to be very sensitive about, and two, is anytime I talk about abortion and life, is the fact that many women, many men, many grandparents and siblings have been touched by abortion and hurt by abortion. And abortion hurts women. It's an assault against women. So I really urge you, if you have been hurt by abortion, don't continue to suffer in silence. God is faithful. God is forgiving and loving, and He will give you healing for that hurt. So don't suffer alone. Talk to one of the pastors. Call us at the center. We do have a post-abortion support ministry. So if you or someone you know has been hurt, please, please seek God's forgiveness and healing. So why is life sacred? Life is sacred because God says it's sacred. Life is sacred because God created life, and we're created in His image. There's so many passages that talk about this in Scripture, but the one I want to look at together is Psalm 139, verses 13 to 17. And you can follow along in your Bible or follow along as I read with the overhead. God said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them." And that just amazes me that God knew each one of us before we were born, before we were created, and He cares about us. The God of the universe, who is so mighty and awesome, cares about little me. That just is amazing. So, what does that have to do with the center? I know your church has partnered with the center in the past, but my guess is that many of you have never seen the center. So what I want to do today is just take you on a tour of the center and talk to you about a little bit about what a day at the center is like. Our mission is to empower individuals and transform lives through the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. We do that through our many ministries. I'm going to bring them up on the screen, but I'm not going to talk about each one right now. But one of the things we do at the center is we work through these programs and offer these programs to women is that we strive to make the center a place that offers more than just options about pregnancy. We want to give hope and welcome the clients with open arms. The reason we do that is because each one of our clients is a special, unique creation of God. Their life is sacred and valuable too. And as we work with them and show them that love, that's how they're then able to show that love to their unborn baby. We have two offices. We have our Lewisburg office, which is nice and close, and we have our Williamsport office. I'd like to introduce you to the staff. We have 5 paid staff at the center. Beverly Maloney is our office manager, and Maria Priest is our bookkeeper. They're both at the Lewisburg office because that's our administrative center. Julie Wester is our Lewisburg Center director. She's involved. She's director of client services for Lewisburg. And Pam Burkholder is the director of center advancement and the center director for Williamsport. And then Beth Sweeting is our student outreach coordinator. Other than those 5 staff, we're a totally volunteer-run organization, and we're always seeking more volunteers. We'll talk about that later. Couple things. I'm going to be taking you on a tour of the Lewisburg Center. That's where I volunteer, and that's the closed center, so that's what we're going to focus on. First area for clients see once they come in the door is the reception area. Then we also have a client library, so we head down the hall. In client library, we offer books for the clients and a lot of resources that they can use, just pregnancy, parenting, nutrition, Bible studies, a lot of information in the library. Our mentor's office is basically the workstation for the volunteers, so as you can see, it gets quite busy in there, and sometimes the shelves get a bit messy. We have 2 mentoring rooms. Recently, we did some repainting and some new furniture to just make it real friendly and comfortable. We have a client store. Talk about that a little bit more later. Our kitchen area is basically a staff area where we have our lunches, but it's also an area where we've been able to occasionally do some cooking classes with clients. We'd love to be able to do more of that, so if you know anyone who's really good at that, let me know. We have our conference area. This can be used for meetings and also for group sessions with clients, and a little bit of our administrative center. So, what does a day at the center look like? What happens? I'm going to be introducing you to some clients, but I do want you to know client contacts are totally confidential, and you can reassure anyone who is considering coming that everything that happens there is totally confidential. The clients that I'm showing you have given us permission to share their pictures. For day at the center always starts with prayer. This is in ministry, it's God's work, and we can't do it without His help. Then we meet, we look at the schedule, get ready for the day, and get ready to meet clients. This particular client is waiting for her appointment, and her mom was with her. We try to work with our clients, not just with the client, but with their boyfriend or husband. This particular client, her boyfriend wasn't involved anymore. When she was pregnant, he was gone. So her mom was very helpful to her throughout the pregnancy and came to all of her sessions. We want to make this a special time for her. Ultrasound pictures. Many of our clients have ultrasound pictures. That's just a fact of pregnancies these days. But we really encourage her to bring them and share them. That's a joyous time and a fantastic time for her to bond with her babe. Many clients continue to come throughout their pregnancy and beyond. That's a time that they continue to build relationships. We do parenting education with them when they come beyond, but it's the time when you really get to build relationships with the client and build that rapport with them. And that's when you can really work through their lives, and it's a good time to really introduce them to Jesus. The clients, as they come for their sessions, they do their education, they earn coupons. They can use those coupons to get some of the supplies they need. So we meet the physical and some of the emotional needs, not just emotional, but physical too. Sometimes we have group sessions. This particular group of clients, the one that you saw at the very beginning, they kept bringing more friends and family who needed the services. So we ended up doing big group sessions, and it was really interesting because they were a Spanish-speaking group, and I speak no Spanish. I was their counselor. But God worked it out. We had some Spanish material, Spanish lessons, and the grandma-to-be was an English-Spanish translator, so she translated for the ones who didn't know what I was saying, and I had no clue what they were saying. So God works in some interesting ways sometimes. This client came throughout her pregnancy, and one of the things that our clients say, and I'm going to share just a little bit about what some of the clients have said, and this is just a combination of multiple clients, but they'll say about their mentor, "She listened to me without judgment. She talked to me about Jesus. She cared about me as an individual. That's what we want to do. Our desire is to make her pregnancy what it's supposed to be, a joyous and happy occasion. It might have started as a crisis, but God can take those that crisis and that difficult time and turn it into something good. And he can use that as a time to really work in her life. We want to help her take those ashes and turn them into beauty. And it's a time to welcome her new life, that new life into the world. I'd like to introduce you to some of our new little lives. Bailey Joy arrived in October of this year, last year, weighing 9 pounds, 1 ounce. Big babe. A little Zoe Eileen was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. I continue to work with that mom, and Zoe is growing and just beautiful and wonderful. Israel Jr. was 5 pounds, 13 ounces. He was a little guy. Emily Ann, 9 months old in this picture. She's now 18 months old. Her mommy continues to come. Her daddy doesn't come. He's working. But her mommy continues to come. She's working on parenting, and they're getting ready to welcome their newest member, Owen, in several months. Emily's going to be a big sister. So what do our numbers look like for the year? I'm not a big number person, but it just helps to see how busy we've been. These numbers represent both offices, Lewisburg and Williamsport. And total office appointments for the 2011 were almost 2,000. So we have a lot of clients that continue to come throughout their pregnancy and beyond. We really welcome our male clients because the daddies need to learn how to be daddies, and they need that support too. Tough area, hard clients are the abortion vulnerable or the abortion-minded clients. And I really ask that you pray for those clients. Those are the ones we really are seeking to meet. They don't go into their pregnancy saying, oh, I want to kill my baby, but they go in saying, I have no options. It's my life or this or the baby's life. I don't know what to do. And I really ask that you pray for those clients because they need your prayers. This past week, we had 2 clients at Lewisburg and 2 at Williamsport within 2 days of each other. So those are the heartbreaking clients, the ones that your heart just breaks knowing that they are about to make a decision that's going to hurt them for their lifetime. So pray for those clients, pray that those babes would be protected and that the moms would be protected. Exciting things. We had 85 babies that we know of born this past year. And the most important thing is we had 10 clients who accepted the Lord this year. And that's the true heart of the ministry, is being able to introduce them to Jesus. We might be able to help with this problem or that problem, supply some diapers or some clothing. That just puts a Band-Aid, helps cover one little wound. But what they really need is to know Jesus. As you can see in the pictures, many of the clients that come are pregnant. Most are single. They might be coming for parenting or the pregnancy. But they're coming to us because they've been sexually active and often outside of marriage. But what we'd really love to do is to not be needed, to solve the problem before it starts. And that's where our Sexy Truth program comes in. The Sexy Truth is our program where we work with abstinence and work with young people. The mission of Sexy Truth is to shatter the myths about sex and dating, to connect with communities, churches, and schools, and bring a fresh perspective on the importance of healthy relationships. That's so important in our world today. The Sexy Truth exists to inform those who desire to experience freedom in their relationships. So many times when you're talking to a couple about the relationship, you know right where that sexual activity came in, because the relationship changes, the relationship falls apart, and that's where the hurts really begin. Beth Sweeting, you saw her picture early on, she's the outreach coordinator, and there is a website you can contact her or email or call the Williamsport office. I don't know if she's been here at this church, I don't believe so, but she works in churches and schools. And it's an excellent program. I really encourage you to get her involved with your youth. She has done some youth conferences. A little bit about her numbers for the year. She's spoken to over 1,500 people for 2011. She's currently in 7 public schools on a regular basis. Fantastic new program she worked on this past year was developing a parent program. Parents should be the front line for introducing their kids and talking to their kids about their relationships. And most important, 25 students came to a relationship to Christ throughout her, through her program. So, excellent part of the ministry. What are our goals for 2012? Where are we heading? We would love to increase our client hours at Lewisburg. We've had to cut client hours because we don't have enough staff. So we'd love to increase those hours. We need increased volunteers, Williamsport and Lewisburg, and we need to update our client resources. It's an ongoing thing. One really interesting thing is I was preparing this slide, I was looking at backgrounds, and I saw the one for the fishes, and I thought, that's just so neat. And it reminded me of when Christ fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, how he can take the little bit that we have and expand it and use it in fantastic ways beyond what we could ever expect. So how can you help? How can you as a church be a benefit and value life? First, most important, pray. We need prayer warriors. We're in a spiritual battle. Satan doesn't like what we do. Satan, from the beginning, has been against life. So we need your spiritual, your prayer support. Financially, we need your help. We receive no government funds, and that allows us to be able to share Christ and say what God wants us to say. But we felt the crunch. The past couple years have not been good years economically for anybody, and we felt that too. So we really value the support of individuals and churches and volunteer. How can you be Jesus to the client? I've been a longtime volunteer at the center, and I will tell you, my husband will tell you, I am not an extraordinary person by any means. But it is amazing what God will do when you obey his calling and listen to what he tells you to do. He will take the ordinary little things that I have to offer and that the other volunteers have to offer, and he'll turn it into extraordinary service for him. So if God is nudging you that way, follow that nudge, follow that lead that he's giving you. We offer training. Our next training starts in March. We'll help equip you, but God's the one that will work through you and do it. Finally, God said in James chapter 1, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. I just want to thank you for all that you've done to help us follow that command of God up at Expectations Women's Center. Thank you for your support.